Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Happy spring, everybody. We are in spring now. Hallelujah. The middle going towards the end of March. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Spring has sprung. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Holy Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning. We give you all the praise today. And we thank you for leading us along the way.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank you and praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, carry us along the way. Be with us and stand by. Hold us in the house of the land. And we will lead you on the way.
Thank you for leading us, Lord.
Lord, thank you for giving us a good day and a good night. And we thank you, Lord, for leading us along the way. And thank you,
yes,
Lord, for our praise. And
thank you for the president.
And
hallelujah.
The president and all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that good prayer, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, y'all, keep Pastor Mom in prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord is just strengthening her, and we can tell that the prayers have been going forth in the name of Jesus, and we bless his holy name even now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you're doing. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is going to be Psalm 100, the entire Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. And then we'll say Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James Version, and we'll all say it together. Praise God. And then we'll just magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. And just tell him who he is to us. I think that's so important to just establish and set everything, to tell him who he is to us. Amen. Let's go on Psalm 100. Amen. Verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, say, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my father.
Amen. And I say, the Lord is my master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think this is Sister Monica. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my healer.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Monica. The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is our everything.
The Lord is my rock.
Amen. He's my everything and my rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Price and family, who is the Lord to you all this morning?
Hallelujah. The Lord is El Roi. He is the Lord that sees.
Yes. Hallelujah. He sees. Thank you, Lord. He sees everything. Glory to God. And he sees us. Amen. We are not invisible. Praise God. Sister Carrie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my healer and keeper.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my healer and my keeper. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you? Good morning.
The Lord is my healer.
Amen. The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for that healing today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is our healer. Thank you, Jesus. And we need him like that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go through our list, and you guys with us, we go through the list here. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are You are the Lord, my help.
You are the Lord, my Father.
You are the Lord, my Father.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, our Judge.
You are the Lord, my Light.
You are the Lord, my Light.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who are with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord, my Provider.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are all that and much, much, much more. We bless your name today, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Glorious, Lord Jesus, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah, ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now we're going to have Minister Rachel and family do their declaration. Do our declarations. Read our declarations, and we're going to repeat after Minister Rachel.
Everybody ready?
And hi.
Hi.
Okay, you guys ready? Hi.
Okay,
thank you.
Hi, everybody. Okay, repeat
after
me. Hello? Oh, do we got the mute on? Is the mute on? Oh, God, help me.
No, you okay? We hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Minister Rachel?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to start. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree
planted by the streams of water.
And that's coming from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1-3. Now, declaration number two. Christ have redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease to come upon my body.
Every disease germ.
And every virus. That touches my body. Dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
That locks in my room.
Every organ. And every tissue of my body. Functions in the perfection. That God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction. In my body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that was coming from Revelation 3, verse 13, Romans 8, verse 11, Genesis 1, verse 31, and Matthew 16, verse 19. Now, declaration number 3.
Great is the peace
of my children and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
And that's coming from Isaiah 54 and 13. Glory to God.
Hey. We love you all. Amen. Love you all, too. Great job. Praise the Lord. I heard deep voices in there, too. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go into a time of praise and worship this morning. We just thank God. We thank God for those declarations this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God that your word says if we decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee. And thy light shall shine upon thy ways. That was Job 22 and 28. So as we declared this morning, there were things that were established. Hallelujah. As we continue to declare, we're just in agreement with what God has established for us in the name of Jesus. And that's Job 22 and 28. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40 and verse 8. So, amen. As we were declaring today, even though the grass withers and it's starting to come back again, it's springtime. The flower has faded, but it's starting to come back. It's springtime. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, the word of our God stands forever. So we thank the Lord that all of the declarations that we pray, they're standing forever in the name of Jesus and in our lives because we have declared them and decreed them in the name of Jesus. And we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Now, I'll talk about the plants again. We're still looking on the orchid, looking at the orchid. It's coming back. It's still nice and healthy. Our peace lily, it's lasting a long time. And then we have another plant where two peace lilies are coming out. So we just thank God. We bless him for all that he's doing in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to our time of praise and worship, and we're going to hear Redeemed Praise by our friend Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. I keep listening to this song this week, so I'm going to share it with you all too. Praise God.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord,
if you had not saved me. I don't know where I would be.
Thank you for making our pathway straight. Thank you for always being our protector, our guide, our shield, our everything. Through every trial, through every dark place in our life, we can say this. Through dark clouds, the sun will always. Thank you for the sun, the S-O-N, the light of the world. We just give you praise, glory, and honor today for all that you've done for us, for the sacrifice. worship you. And we cry out to you. We call your name. The King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. You are the great I am. You are. There are many things we call you. Master. He's our Savior. You're our healer. You're a deliverer.
Part of what God is doing for his glory, his honor, and his praise. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray over our finances and watch God just do great and awesome things. So repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I commit my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how
it's to be spent.
I pray
that I will live
free
of debt.
Show me
how I can help increase
my finances
and not decrease them
unwisely.
Help me to remember that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I have
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have
all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've seen him do it. He's doing it. He has done it. He is doing it. And he will do it. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. So now there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And all of you have been doing this. And we praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. You can give via Cash App. And some have already sent that in this morning. So you can give via Cash App. And our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. And that ESLCCC stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. You can also give at the door. Some have given at the door. If you live in this building, we're in 2E. Praise God. So you can give in that way as well. And many of you have. You can give via mail. The regular mail, hallelujah, U.S. mail. And with that, you can make your checks payable to ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, apartment 2E, or number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. Amen. So let's pray over our offerings today, the ones that we have in our baskets sitting here, the ones that some of you have texted me and let me know that you've already sent your tithes and your offerings, and the ones that have come in the mail. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those who have come to the door in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. For those who are tithing, you said that you would if we would only give 10%, only 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for us. There would be such an overflow that it would be too much to receive. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. And we thank you for that, Lord God. And when you rebuke the devourer for our sake, our money will not be stolen. It won't be lost. It won't be devoured. It won't be destroyed. And it will not be wasted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone just said to me that when they were not giving or not tithing, they happened to notice that the emergency bills that they would have would be exactly the tithe amount. And so and that's like, you know, the enemy just taking that money himself. And so we just lift that up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that that's not named among us, that we are tithers, hallelujah, and we give offerings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who give offerings. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God. We've seen people give unto us and to others, and they didn't even know us. Hallelujah. But the Lord laid on their hearts to write out a check, $500. Hallelujah. And even more. And we thank you, Father, for what you are doing. Men are giving unto our bosoms. Hallelujah. Even the government is given to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord. And then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, as we continue to stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. And we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love the way that God does things. He does it in his own way, and we love the way that he does it. Hallelujah, because his ways are higher than our ways. Amen. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we bring the word today, we're going to have another song. Hallelujah. This is another song that was just stood out in my spirit to hear this morning before the word. It's Jonathan Butler, and he's singing Love Never Fails. Praise God.
You never turn away from the brokenhearted or the ones who stray from your love. And though we hurt you so, living life out of control, still you there, still you care. Your love never fails, your love never fails. Gentle way of letting me know. And though I can see the dangers in front of me, I feel you near. Your love never fails.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love never fails, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord God. You are the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. We thank you, Lord God, that we love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll continue to lean and rely on you for everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keep our focus on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as this word comes forth today, hallelujah, speak through me even as never before. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this word has blessed me. Let this word bless others, Lord God, hallelujah, and be a life-changing word in each and every one of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we just, as I said before, we just bless God, hallelujah. It's good to be here. We made it through the winter. Glory to God. We had some rough spots in there, didn't we? But we made it through the winter, and now we are here in the springtime, and we give God all the praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but sometimes I listen to songs or a long time ago, especially when I used to listen to secular songs as I was beginning my close relationship with the Lord. And sometimes, you know, I'm praying now, or I'll be talking to the Lord, and he'll just bring to me a secular song or the title of the song, not the whole thing most of the time, but just parts of it. And I was thinking, you know, even one day I want to take more of these secular songs, because I think that that God even revealed himself through the music. And they, you know, some of these writers, they picked up just like a little bit of what God was saying, and then they went on to other things, the things that they knew. But there are some songs that I know God dropped at least a little taste of it in their spirit. And one of the songs that kept standing out to me is a song by this group called Journey, and I think I talked about it maybe last month when I spoke. And that song still keeps resonating in my heart. And the song is, "Don't," just been running around in my spirit, "Don't Stop Believing" by this group called Journey. And I don't know if you know the song, but the Lord has changed the words. Now, the words "Don't Stop Believing," you know, he kept those words. But he said, now, let's change some of these words. And the chorus, "Don't Stop Believing," is what a lot of people used to sing. You know, we didn't hardly get the other words. He was telling a story, which I don't even know what that story was. But the words, "Don't Stop Believing." And so the Lord had me to put other words with that. And the words were, "Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word." Hallelujah. I'll say it again, and I'll sing it a little bit. "Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word." Hallelujah. "Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word." Hallelujah. And you know what? As we look in the word of God, believing is so important. Believing is important. Believing is powerful. Hallelujah. And just to believe takes an act of our will to believe. Believing is making a choice. We're going to believe to choose what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. And then we got some good belief. We have some belief that'll take us all the way into eternity. In fact, John 3:16 says, hallelujah, hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So somebody just texted me and said, "Ooh, that's my song." Don't stop believing. Amen. So believing, he wants us to believe, and that's going to get us eternal life. Hallelujah. And we'll talk about that some more, too. And that's how we get saved, is if we believe in the Lord Jesus. And so the Lord was just laying on my heart, yeah, we believe we are saved. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe we are saved. And there are people who, I mean, you ask them, or you say, yes, I'm saved. The Word of God, that's with my mouth and believed in my heart that Jesus is Lord. I am saved. Hallelujah. That's powerful. That's powerful. And do you know, even in the Bible, in Acts 11, verse 26, and even all of Acts 11 talks about the believers, that before we were known as Christians, we were known as believers. Hallelujah. Amen. We are believers. And the first time that the word Christian was used was in Acts 11:26, and they were in Antioch. Hallelujah. And then we became known more as Christians than believers, but we are still believers. Hallelujah. And believer is who we are. Hallelujah. So believer is a noun. And believer is also a verb, because believer and believing is what we do. We believe in Jesus. We are faithful. We trust in him. We are fully persuaded of who he is and all his promises in his word. Hallelujah. All his promises are yea and amen. Amen. So a believer believe. Hallelujah. And this word today is don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Today is so important to continuously believe in the face of many circumstances and situations. Hallelujah. And those situations and circumstances and things that come out of people's mouths will try to persuade us to turn our focus away from believing Jesus. Now, I say that statement, and some people are like, oh, no, no, no. But you know what? We have to believe intentionally. Hallelujah. We have our heart like flint to continue to believe no matter what comes, no matter what goes. We're going to believe the Lord no matter how long it's taken. Hallelujah. Amen. It's even when I was talking about our times are in his hands, it may take a long time for something to come forth that God is doing for you. It may be that the doctor has given a prognosis. The doctor has said this, this, and this, X, Y, and Z. Now, it's like, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe? Am I going to believe what the diagnosis said? Or are we going to don't stop believing? Hallelujah. We're going to keep on believing. We can't stop believing. no matter, you know, how things look, even in our body, even around us, even what people are saying, cannot stop believing. And one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 27 and verse 13. And it lets us know if we keep believing what we're going to see. And the word says, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Well, it might not be looking good right now, but hold on, somebody. Hold on, somebody. Believe. Keep on believing. Don't stop believing that you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I, you know, I think about the seasons and what happened in the winter. Oh, my goodness. What happened this winter, it was like a deep frost that went over states that haven't seen frost, have not seen snow. I mean, it was some kind of cold around here in the winter. It was so cold. We in St. Louis, we had below zero temperatures. It was so cold. We had to heat up and blankets on, double blankets on the bed, and walked around inside the house with heavy clothes on. But glory to God, it's so warm here now. Hallelujah. Don't stop believing. Keep looking for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And as we don't stop, as we continue to believe, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We keep focusing on him. We're going to see it. Amen. So don't stop believing. Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Now, John 9, verse 35 and 38, John 9, verse 30, 38, excuse me, talks about when we are believing, we're worshiping. Now, even before I read this, I want to say, if you find yourself not worshiping the Lord much, go back and make sure that you're still believing his word, that you're still believing what he has said, that you're fully persuaded. Hallelujah. And so, you know, sometimes I'll just sit there and say, Lord, I believe. I believe you. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, no, I know. Sometimes, honestly, I got to go back and I just got to say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you. Okay, John 9, 35 through 38 says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh to thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Now, the man who was talking with Jesus was the one who had been blind since birth. He had never seen anybody. You know, so he didn't know who it was who had healed him. And Pharisees, you know, in the synagogue, they were checking him, and they checked it, went to his mother and father and said, is this really true? You know, and they said, well, he grown, ask him about it. And so he told them, the one who was blind that Jesus healed from being blind from birth, he told them, he said, you know, I once was blind, but now I see. And he got bold with them. He said, now, you don't know who he is, but this has never happened to anybody. You know, and they got so mad at him, they threw him out of the synagogue. But he got with Jesus, and he believed. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Our continuous believing is tied to our worship. You know, the religious people of that time tried to talk him out of believing, but it was too late. Hallelujah. He knew too much about the Lord to doubt him. Amen. And have you heard that? I know too much about you to doubt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We go back and we see what God has done in our lives. And then it helps us to believe, well, we believe what he has done before. And then that propels us on even what's going on in our lives right now. And then even into the future, that we're going to continue to believe. We're not going to stop believing that Jesus is true and living. We're not going to stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. So many situations and circumstances in the world will try to get people to doubt him, to stop believing. When we look right now in this day and time, over 500,000 deaths in the United States, millions on unemployment. And now the word is saying, people are saying, not the word of God, but people are saying that there is going to be a food shortage. And you know, and that it's on its way. And I say to you, to myself, speaking to the atmosphere, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Hallelujah. When, if and when there is a food shortage, the word of God says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Hallelujah. Don't stop believing. Hallelujah. The children of Israel were out in the wilderness for 40 years. And the Lord kept taking care of them. Hallelujah. He would rain manna down for them, or manna would appear for them on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Except during Sabbath. Hallelujah. They would collect for 2 days. But amen. He took care of his people. Don't stop believing. Don't let any kind of fear come in. Don't let any kind of doubt come in. Hallelujah. Continue to believe and to worship. As the man did, he believed and he worshiped. He believed and he worshiped. And that's what we're doing. Praise God. Amen. And then Mark chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. Hallelujah. When we believe, I'm telling you, all things are possible. And in this word, in verse 23, Mark 9, 23, it says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Oh, my God. All things. This is Jesus talking. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him who believes. Now, you know, I love this belief because it doesn't really require a whole lot. It requires a choice to believe. And he's saying, like, if you can believe, if you make a choice to believe that I am who I am, that the word of God is true, that he is true and living, that the word of God is real, all things, not some things, not a few things, not every now and then a thing, all things are possible to him who believes. Verse 24, it says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. And Jesus will do that for us. If you find yourself slipping and not believing, because, oh, there's so many religions that will try to tell you that Christianity is the white man's religion, that the words that are written in the Bible came through a man and all of that. Don't stop believing what you know that you know that you know. You know that God has been doing something for you. You know that God's been working in your life. Hallelujah. You know that he is your Lord and your Savior. Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. And here's the thing about Jesus being true and living. He's alive. He is life. He's not just rules and regulations, okay? He is the true and living God, Almighty God. And the awesome part is that he lives on the inside of us. Hey, hallelujah. He's not just some God far away who's given us these rules and these regulations, but he's living on the inside to help us to live a life that is worth living. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 25. Let me go back to 24. Help my unbelief. If you feel like any unbelief, as I said, ask God to help your unbelief, because your belief has got to be there. That's like the foundation of our trust. It's to believe, hallelujah, to believe the word. Glory to God. In verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of, enter him no more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So there could be things that are going on, could have been going on a long time. It looks like it's got a foothold, like it's never going to leave, like it's never going to change. But don't stop believing. Hallelujah. I've said this before. I've been believing for, oh, my goodness. The Lord has told me something. I believe his word. It's been well over 20 years. I'm not going to stop believing. What he has told me seems to be impossible. But when we believe, all possible to those who believe. I make a choice to continue to believe. You make a choice to continue to believe. And it's important to keep our eyes on the Lord and not just try to go into the future. Well, because when we go into the future, we go into, well, what if? What if then, if that happens, what if then else that'll happen? And start thinking of things like that. We can't do that. That's called vain imagination. And so leave the future to God, because the future is in his hands. Hallelujah. And we trust and believe that everything that we're going to need, we'll have it at the time that we need it. Hallelujah. So just a quick review for those who just may have just joined us. We're talking about don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to stop believing God's word, as it said in Psalm 27:13. We believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It may be one way right now, but in a minute it's going to change. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're not going to stop believing, because when we believe, we worship. Glory to God. We worship him. We get into his presence. Hallelujah. And then we're changed on the inside and our outside, and our atmosphere changes as we worship. And then we're not going to stop believing, because when we believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Hallelujah. Don't care how long this thing been going on. It doesn't matter. Continue to believe. You continue to believe the word of God and that Jesus is true and living. Hallelujah. And we won't stop believing in him. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And then we're going to go back to our the first parts of believing. And that is from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've not ever formally believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, this is your day. This is your day, hallelujah, to believe in him, to trust in him, to commit to him, to lay hold to him, even right now in the name of Jesus. And the way you can do that is what it says in Romans 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Oh, your believing is so important. Hallelujah. First, it says if you confess with your mouth, and that is saying a prayer. Saying it out of your mouth is so important. Hallelujah. And if you believe in your heart, here's that believing. Here's that believing. This is how you start. You make a choice to believe. And you not only make the choice today, you keep making a choice. Every time you make a choice over and over to believe, hallelujah, in order to get saved, you believe today and you receive today and you shall be saved today. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me of my sin.
Of my sin.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
Now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm a believer.
I'm a Christian.
And I'm going to keep on believing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mama, you said that two times. I'm going to keep on believing. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those who you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray over you right now that the Lord will fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power, and seal you with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right, power to do right, power to continue to follow the Lord, and power to, so that you don't stop believing. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, the same number, 516-418-99, so that you can learn more about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you don't come here with us, we just want you to be in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Go to a church. Learn more about him so that you can grow. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So good to see all of you on the line with us today. If anyone has any comments, if you have any prayer requests, press your number one key. Amen. And we will pray with you. Hallelujah. Or if you have any comments, you want to encourage the woman of God. Hallelujah. And I want to say thank you. You guys, press your number one key. If you're pressing it, I don't see you. I just see Sister Monica, but anyone else. But before I open up the line, I want to, there's so many people to pray for, but here I want to pray for our Deacon Roy. He's been in the hospital since Thursday. He took the vaccine and had an impact on him. He's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And so it triggered the multiple sclerosis when he had that. And so we're praying for him right now. He's doing much better since Thursday. And the plan is to put him in rehab for a couple of weeks, and they'll continue to observe him and be able to help him even with his mobility. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together, and we lift up our Deacon Roy to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, hallelujah, for healing, health, and wholeness in his body in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. And I was just also thinking about David. Brother David Gaither, today is his birthday. I don't know if you were going to say something about him, Monica, Sister Monica, but we just praise God and just say happy birthday to you. I don't know if you can hear us, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Okay, we're going to open a line for Sister Monica.
Happy birthday, Welcome. Dad, if you're listening. Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good.
What you saying,
Bobby? We're doing good.
That's good to hear.
You want to make some comments?
Just pray for me. I had a rough week this past week. And it seems like whenever I don't get on the church call every Sunday, my weeks get a little rough. So, yeah, I had a rough week this week. But I'm praying for a better one.
Amen. Don't stop believing to see the goodness of
That's
the
right.
Lord in the land of living. Amen. But we're going to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Monica to you, Lord God. We know, you know, even as she's continuing her college education right now, we bless you for her, Lord God, even to have her to join us like this in the name of Jesus. And we lift her up to you, Lord God, with what she was going through last week. And we thank you, Lord, that she didn't give up. She kept going on, Lord God. Hallelujah. She kept believing. And she made it through the week. Lord God, we thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against her in judgment, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up her body to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, for her schoolwork, that you give her the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of making it through the schoolwork, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you even for her business, what you're doing. She's an entrepreneur. She has a business, Lord God. Help her with that, Lord. Everything that she needs pertaining to life and godliness, we thank you that you take care of it, that you protect it, and that you keep her, Lord God, as only you can do. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I feel a lot better.
Amen.
A lot better.
Praise God. Praise God. That's a good thing. All right. Love you. Amen. Minister Rachel, there's anyone else? Encourage you to just press your number one key. We have a little extra time today. Praise God.
Hi.
Minister Rachel.
Hi. I was going to wait till you finish praying, because what happened was I had to try four times to press my number one key. And what I did was I had texted you something, but I was going to send it until you had finished praying. And then my hand slipped and it went. The thing. So I kept on trying to get in to the host here to say that I was so encouraged by that song. I could be singing that while I'm doing laundry, so I wanted to sing it the way that God had you to sing it. So I wanted you to text me the words, you know, the way you were singing it. I was in my kitchen preparing Sunday dinner, like,
amen,
doing something. Yeah. Thanking him.
Amen. Okay. I'll send you the words. I mean, yeah, I'll send it to you. Praise God.
That was good encouragement. That's good medicine for me to just keep on singing out, like, Lord, I believe, you know, keep on singing it to him. Just keep on singing no matter how you feel, because it was a battle. But I'm like, no, Lord, I ain't going to stop believing. I love you, even through the tears. And, you know, he blessed me to do a victory dinner today. He had me to put on that big, nice turkey and I season it. I had it marinating for 48 hours, and I put it in there early this morning. Oh, my dear, did the collard greens nice and slow with the smoked turkey necks and put the seasonings in there. But I couldn't put no red hot crushed pepper in no Frank's Red Hot sauce, so I know I like that. But I couldn't do it because I ain't had no Tums in the house. And God bless me to make the sweet potatoes with the cinnamon, the brown sugar and butter, and the marshmallows on top. And I got to do the rice, and then I got to do, God is so wonderful. I'm so glad. This is a victory dinner because we are in him, and we gave our life to him, and I just want to celebrate. I mean, he is blessing my life, and I just love him, and I just thank him for taking me through everything he's taken me through for his glory. And so, yes, I want to keep singing that song, so thank you. I love you, and I'm very encouraged.
Amen. Thank you. And that sounds like a magnificent Sunday dinner you got going there.
He gave me the best of cookies, I'm telling you. I mean, if they knew how I felt. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. It's like supernatural energy flowing, surging through me, and it's him. I said, in him I live, move, and have my very being. It's him. So I make
him
with his
While strength is surging through you, pray for Pastor Mom.
Okay, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Pastor Mom. I thank you for the light that you shine through her strongly. For, oh God, strengthen her body, every muscle, every organ, every tissue. It's going to stay functioning in the perfection that you, Daddy God, created it to function in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and all that is connected to her in the name of Jesus, every child, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, in the mighty name of Jesus, even down to the last one that you bring forth on earth, that you will bless her eyes to see. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep her and restore everything to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God, Mom.
I know that helped her. Amen. Thank you. God bless. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie, welcome.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I just want to say again, happy birthday to David. And he's right here. He's listening. He's been listening the whole time. And I enjoyed everything. So he's right here.
Amen. Happy birthday, Brother David.
Well, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. All praise to God. I want to say hello to my mom. Hi, my Pastor Mom.
Hi.
Pastor Mom.
I see the today.
Okay.
You say she not
I have
so
to
good today.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
But I've enjoyed the service. I've been listening. God is my strength. God is my everything. Without him, I'm nothing. And I miss my home. I miss my church family. So God bless, and it's been wonderful listening to y'all. Pastor Mom, I hope you feel better. Glory be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. And we miss you. We miss all of y'all. Love you.
And we miss y'all, too. Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Amen. Opening the line now for Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise the Lord. A great message this morning. Yes, I will never stop believing. I pray that no one stop believing, no matter how it look, no matter how long it takes. Said I'm determined that I'm going to believe until I'm taken away out of this earth. So praise the Lord. What a great message this morning. God bless you. God bless Mama. And may God continue to heal Mama in Jesus' name. So love you all.
Amen. Love you too. And thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. If anybody else has their number one key pressed, I see you, Pastor Price. If anyone else besides Pastor Price have your number one key pressed, I'm sorry I don't see you. Text me. Amen. Let me know. Hi, Pastor Price. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, Apostle Kizzy. God bless you. I want to say happy blessed birthday to our brother David. And I thank God for that word, Apostle, that you gave and for the song that God gave to you about us continuing to keep on believing him. And I thank you, that God, for that, for that's the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, our believing in God and what he said. I just thank him for that. I thank him for that word. I thank you for that encouragement that you gave us this morning, that we're to keep on believing God. I praise God for that word. Thank God. Because that's the way we're going to receive everything that God has for us, everything he's already provided. God has already provided all that we need. And then he just needs somebody to keep on believing. I thought about as you were ministering this morning, I thought about how the Lord had told me that I was going to have a baby girl. He told me that back in the 70s, that I was going to have a baby girl. Her name would be Joy Keisha Price. And he told me to start wearing maternity clothes at that time. And I started wearing my maternity clothes. And even though I went through a lot during the time before she was born, many years went by, and then God gave me Joy. Hallelujah. So I thank God for many things. Hallelujah. So many things. I believe that when you were ministering, all I could see was that, you know, we talk about the currency. We've been talking about bitcoins and cryptocurrency and so many currency. And our currency of the spirit is our believing in God. That's our currency, that we can be able to receive all that God has for us. So I thank God for you. Thank God for that word. And I just thank God, and I even just continue to even tell myself, keep on believing. Glory to God. Thank you, sis. I love you, and I love you, Pastor Mom, and each one of the saints in their respective places today.
Amen. Pastor Mom is saying, will you close us out?
Glory to God. Yes, Pastor Mom, I sure will. Praise God. Are you ready for that, Apostle?
No, not quite. Not quite.
Okay.
I just want to talk
right.
about what's going on Get 'em Radio, and then,
I'll go back on mute. I'll go back on mute until you do. Thanks again. Thank God again for that great word. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just want to, first of all, thank you all again for being here today. I'm just going to give a shout out to a few people that I see on the line who haven't said anything, but you're still there. We thank God for you. Shout out to Sister Carrie, to Minister Donna, my sister Mary, and my brother, Pastor Mark. Praise God. So good to have you guys on the line with us today. Praise God. Now, on Get 'em Radio, this week, tomorrow, We have our Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our Bible teaching series that we have every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And Dr. Lorraine, she's just such a blessing. Right now she's doing a series called What's in a Name? And she's talking about the names of God, the Jehovah names of God right now. So it's really, really good. She's very informative, and God has just taught her how to just dig into the Word of God. On Tuesday, and that's the 23rd of March, and every Tuesday we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four volunteers that pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then at the end of the hour, then we do what we call Habakkuk 2:1, where we get an interpretation. We see what the Lord has said unto us, and we have our interpretations, which are awesome. Then on Thursday, that's the 25th, we're doing a series on our Thursday night edition, and that's Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we've been talking about pandemic lessons learned. There were some things that we've learned during this pandemic and things that we've done that we didn't do so much before then. So we started off with our Sister Joy and for 2 weeks, and we were talking about buying groceries, ordering groceries. And she gave some excellent tips and hints and, you know, how the process works. And then that next week, the second Thursday, she talked about purchasing or ordering. So, you know, from restaurants, from fast food places and things like that. So that's what she talked about then. Last Thursday, we had my nephew, Joe Price, on, and he was talking about cryptocurrency. So that's something that we have learned about during the pandemic that we wanted to share with people, because we believe that that's also a part of the wealth transfer that's going on. So this Thursday, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin again. It's going to be, I would say this Thursday is going to be more from a spiritual perspective. We met a pastor from North Carolina who's involved in that. None of us are financial advisors. So basically we're giving our testimony of, you know, what we've learned about cryptocurrency. And I wanted to say that I've been by the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm saying don't get into it unless God tells you to. Amen. Everything, it should be by the Spirit of the Lord, even ordering groceries or ordering prepared food. All of this should be by the Spirit of the Lord. But since I have been investing in Bitcoin, I've had a 40% return on investment. And I'm just saying, you can't get that in a bank for interest on a savings account. So it's been a 40%, and I haven't even looked at it today. But, you know, we're going to learn some more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency more from a biblical perspective. But go back, and you can listen to all of our broadcasts. We have over 900. You can listen to all of our broadcasts in their entirety by Googling Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. So I think that's all that we have. Oh, I want to remind you guys, because we got now next Sunday is Palm Sunday. Okay, so we'll be here for Palm Sunday, and by the Spirit of the Lord, Lord willing, I'll be speaking next Sunday. Who knows? It may be somebody else. But God knows. So Palm Sunday is next Sunday. Then the following Sunday is April the 4th, and that's going to be Resurrection Sunday. So I'm inviting each and every one of you to be a part of our tag team preaching on Sunday. You can have a scripture and have a topic and preach for 5 minutes. Now, for those of you who's like, preacher, when I say preacher, you kind of cringe a little bit, but you can share with us anything about the resurrection on that day. If you have a poem on it, if you have a song about it, if you read something in your devotional and you want to share that with us, you read out of a book about, and it's talking about the resurrection of Jesus, then you have 5 minutes to share that on Resurrection Sunday, April the 4th. And invite your friends and your family as well, those who are not going out into to a physical church on that day. You know, invite them to come and hear you speak as well. Amen. Or just to hear the word of God on that day. So remember that. Amen. And you can text me and let me know that you're going to be a part of it as well. I'd love for you to text me in advance, but if not, just meet us online, and then we'll do that. That's April the 4th, Resurrection Sunday, same time, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Okay, Pastor Price, I think that's all that we have, and you can close us out in prayer.
Praise you, Lord God. We just worship you today, kind Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, even now for all that you have done in this service today. Thank you so much, Lord God, that we could gather together. For you said if two of us would gather together, there you are in our midst. And we know that you have been in our midst today. And thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. We thank you for your blessings upon Pastor Mom, Apostle, and all of the East St. Louis Christian Center family. We thank you, Lord God, and thank you for blessing each one, even this day, even the more. Thank you again for the service. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We continue to honor you throughout this entire day, and we give you glory. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, and thank all of you, and I pray that you all have a blessed rest of the day.